On this week's episode of Six Stars Only, we're going to show you the quick and easy outlining trick we use to bring laser focus for short, impactful videos. All right, so on our podcast, obviously it's about making quality videos, YouTube videos, and we've been wanting to talk about this for a long time, how to make the best kind of videos, how to outline. And Matt, you have a really good, clear, and concise way to outline and make awesome videos. First off, how did you come up with that? And can you kind of explore what that is and just kind of explain that to our listeners a little bit?
Yeah, definitely. So the outlining trick that I use and is called the 3-2-1 outlining structure, formula, whatever you want to call it. But I came up with this because I've been working at a marketing agency, and we're always dealing with either myself or my teammates or clients who are just not comfortable on camera, or they're not comfortable with the information they're talking about. And so it's really hard, as you know, both of us know, to talk about something that when you don't know where you're going, you feel like you have kind of a loose grasp on the information, and it's hard to know how to structure that video and have it turn out good on the other side. And so this is a trick I came up with, and it's very quick to get started. It can take you less than 5 minutes to do for a video, and it will lead to dramatically better results for certain types of videos. So what this video outlining strategy is not good for are things where there are more than one person, typically. So if you're doing like an interview style like this and you're trying to do it, it may not be the perfect format for that. Or if you're doing something very creative and off the wall, again, you're going to approach that totally different. Or if you're doing something very like long or creative. So if you're doing like a long, like 50-minute video or a 30-minute video or this long webinar, long explainer, maybe a different format would be better. Something more detailed, something that has more of a story arc, something that is more intentional. But for a quick 30 to 90 second video, especially the kind that you're putting on social media or YouTube as a quick promo to introduce an idea, to explain one simple topic, this is a great formula. Yeah. So here's basically how it works. I have three sort of components to this. The 3-2-1 outline has one topic and one call to action. It has two sentences of the video that are scripted out, and it has three main subpoints that you'd like to talk about and flesh out. So I'm going to go ahead and flesh that out a little bit.
Yeah,
so
yeah, go for it.
Starting with just the one topic and one call to action. I'm sure you've been on a video where it felt like you're trying to cram too many things into too little time. Have you had that experience?
Absolutely, yeah. Just trying to fit as much as I possibly can, and just way too much information I'm trying to get out there. And it makes it a mess, and it just makes it tough to make and especially edit at the end to make it super clean. So
exactly. And so to help focus the video and start with the end in mind, we always start with, okay, what do you want people to do based on this video? You know, do you want them to go buy your thing? Do you want them to go subscribe to your blog? Do you want them to go, check out your website? Whatever that thing is, write it down, and that's the last thing you're going to say after you've helped them or, you know, gotten their attention. And then you also want one topic for the video. So especially if you're talking to someone like a client or someone that's not, this may be their first time on video, they may know a ton about the thing they're talking about. Maybe if you're talking to someone who is an amazing cook, they may know all the details about the recipes to use, the ingredients, the timing, you know, when you're cooking a cake or whatever. But they may not know a lot about how to explain that to someone else on video or to do it in an engaging manner that is conducive to video. So the trick that I do is, okay, don't talk about, you know, too much. Make the topic very specific. Make it small and bite-sized, and stick to that one thing. If you're tempted to throw other things in halfway through, don't do it. You know, if it's not in the outline, if it's not under the topic, don't talk about it. That helps bring some focus and clarity to your video that otherwise can be kind of hard to achieve if you're just going off the cuff. The second step is one of the hardest parts. I don't know if you've ever had this experience where you're trying to get started with your video and you just keep fumbling it. And you're trying to, and just, you know, you'll go through and be like, hey, this is Matt and blah, blah, and you just run out of words, or you stumble over it, or you're not sure what to say.
Oh, absolutely,
or you think,
yeah,
that's not a dumb.
I mean, that happens on the podcast all the time. And that's not even video. Yeah.
It's happening right now. No, hopefully not. But one trick that I found that helps with this is to script out the first two sentences of your video. And this is something we actually do on the podcast intros too. And the reason why is because it helps you take the guesswork out of those first couple seconds, those first few lines out of your mouth. And that helps you nail that one topic down. you know, because you're focused, you're telling people what they're going to expect, which is a great tool you want to grab people's attention when you're doing a short video. And it has the benefit of building the confidence of the person who's talking. Because if you can give them exactly what to say for those first two lines, they're able to say it. And you can usually put it on a whiteboard or put on a piece of paper and hold it up, and they can say it a few times and get familiar with it and then just let it rip.
Do you find that only having two sentences and not, you know, like three or five, or like just outlining the entire thing makes it easier for the person on camera to kind of feel, you know, like more comfortable? Or is it too much? Like, because I feel like, especially with me, and I'm kind of used to being on camera, where if I have it completely outlined or like scripted out, it almost feels like more pressure, because I feel like if I mess up a singular word, then the whole video is ruined. Like, is that something like that you find, that having only two sentences helps out as opposed to say five or six? Or is it just kind of like how does that work?
Totally. Yeah. And I'd say there's a balance. So I'd say that your call to action at the end, you want scripted. Your first two sentences, you want scripted and read out. You don't want to guess on what you're saying there. Yeah. But the things you're talking about on the topic in the middle, you want to sound natural, and you want to wander a little bit, not much, but you want to be a little bit more free and to say what's coming to your mind, talk from your expertise, talk from what you know. But the first two lines are so critical to building momentum and getting into that place. You want to approach it differently. So no, don't script out the whole thing, but just script out that very first beginning, those two sentences, and the last sentence or two at the end. And that brings us to sort of that middle part, those three main points. And this can be three, this can be five, this can be seven, it can be however many. But the key here is you don't want to script out every word out of your mouth here, because then you start talking like a robot and it sounds like you're just reading a Wikipedia article. And that's not very engaging. It's not real, right? No one actually talks like that. No one reads like they're just reading out of some outline or some teleprompter.
It completely takes me out of the video when I can tell. Yeah,
you can do it. It's okay. But I find that's a lot of pressure as well, to try and get every word. Because if you miss one, you're just totally derailed. And then it spirals and you have to start the whole video over again. Yeah. But by giving people the momentum to say exactly what they need to get off the ground, and then you give them a little bit of freedom to loosen up and talk about what they know in the middle. So maybe if you were talking about baking a cake again, you just say, hey, so we're going to script out the first two sentences. You're going to tell people what to expect. And then in the middle, points one, two, and three, maybe you want to talk about, hey, just talk about the ingredients and why those are important. Talk about the process of actually putting them together and baking the cake, and then talk about presentation and how you can serve up the cake. That is simple enough that people can remember it or jot it down on a note card and just glance at it, and then they can talk from what they know and say, oh, ingredients. Right, well, the ingredients you need are, and then they can rattle through. Yeah, exactly. And if they forget a couple, it's okay, because you're just focusing on being natural and communicating just like we are now, where you're having a conversation. Yeah, yeah. And so that frees people up, so they're not, you know, missing a word, stumbling, and then just crashing and burning in the video.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, and we always kind of discuss about staying in your lane. And, I feel like you said, kind of having that framework to where there is a firm, like, if you know, like you said, the first few sentences and the last call to action, but enough towards loose really helps out. And it helps out with whether you're making a video and someone else is on camera. And I feel like this also helps for, like, me personally, having like this outline for, because I'm more used to being on camera, but it always helps. I feel like no matter what your comfort level is on the camera, unless it's like a super, super quick, like 30-second kind of video or something you're making, that this outline helps, whether it's someone else being on camera or you're like yourself being on camera. And it's something that I think is just super topical and like it's practical. And yeah, like, I guess, how did you eventually, like, I guess, write this down? Like, is the 3-2-1 formula like something out of like your own creation, or is it something you like kind of like acquired over years?
Yeah. I'm sure someone else has probably come up with something similar. It's probably not that new, but it is really helpful for me to think through this of just, okay, I know 3-2-1. I know we're going to have one topic, one call to action. We're going to script out the first two sentences to build momentum, and then we'll hit three main points and make it loose and natural so that you can get that conversational feel on the video. So if you're doing a quick 30 to 90 second explainer for social media or to introduce a topic, and especially if it's someone new to video, or even maybe someone that's not, but it's hard to pin them down and get them to focus on the outcome of the video and make it purposeful, I think this is a great tool in your toolbox as a video creator to be able to use for yourself if you're not sure what to do, or for other people to make them feel more comfortable and get that real video that still works well.
Definitely. Yeah, and I would really encourage those of you that are listening right now to try and apply this to your next video. I'm definitely going to apply it to my next one, because in my last few ones, haven't really been, honestly, to the quality that I would have liked. And you can definitely tell the outline just really hasn't been there. So just a practical way of just taking what Matt said and applying it to your video would really help out, and especially just help you. It helps you grow and making just better videos, which is what we all want here at Six Stars Only. So yeah, I think that's about it. Matt, what do you want to tell the people about subscribing and rating?
I had a dream last night. It was a beautiful dream, and the dream was that everyone listening right now got on and left a 5-star review.
That's good.
It was a beautiful dream. It was so patriotic, too. A bald eagle flew overhead in my dream and shed a single tear for each review that went down. So it was raining bald eagle tears because of all the reviews. I think that is exactly how things should be.
It should be, yeah.
And so go bald leave the 5-star reviews. Check us out. The show notes are at 6stars.
Yeah, the show notes are at 6starsonly.com.
We summarized some of the highlights here, so go check it out and grab those notes. And I guess we'll talk to people soon.
Yeah, that was good. We'll talk to people soon, and we'll have more episodes every week talking about making stuff. So that's about it. Cool. See you guys.
I think that's good.
Sounds like good. I think that's a good one.
Yeah.